Hi, my name is Vicki McCullough, and I'm the head of school here at Idaho Connects Online. And the topic we're talking about today is advanced opportunities. I get lots of phone calls from students and parents wanting to know, how can I graduate early and get a jump start on my future, on what I want to do, whether that's going to college or getting started right away in a career? And I'm always excited when I hear that because the state of Idaho has a program set up to help students accomplish that goal, as well as funding to help students accomplish that. They recognized that money can be a barrier to going on and getting a jump start on your future. So the great news is that Idaho has a plan in place to do that. The first thing that I always share with parents when I get that kind of phone call is, there are two things that we need to determine. And number one is, what is the end goal? Why do you want to graduate from high school early? Is it to, again, get a head start into your college career? Or is it to simply to go on to the career and begin to work in the area or industry for which you have a passion? The second thing I always ask is, what high school do you want to get your diploma from? And those two questions really need to be the foundation of the plan that you put in place. The reason I ask about the high school graduation or where you want to receive your diploma from is because all schools across the state of Idaho have a minimum set of requirements set forth by them, by the state. And every school at a minimum has a minimum amount of requirements that students are required to obtain before they can be issued a diploma. However, schools have the ability to adopt additional requirements above and beyond that state minimum. So it is really important that a student knows where they want to have that diploma issued so that every plan that's put in place is directed toward those requirements at that particular school. Students can get very frustrated when they have to switch schools during their high school time and find that there is a whole new set of graduation requirements that they may not have been ready for as they go to transition to another school. The best way to get an understanding of those graduation requirements is to meet with the school counselor. Now, some schools call them graduation specialists. They really do the same thing. They help a student and a parent understand what is needed to obtain a diploma. And once you know what is required, then you can begin to talk about those things that you want to do above and beyond those requirements to, again, get that head start on your future. Your school counselor will help identify what you have to do. We'll talk with you about those goals that you have that I talked about earlier, and then we'll develop a plan for how you're going to reach those particular goals. That school counselor will also help on your behalf reach out to the other agencies or institutions that can help you. For example, if you are enrolled in a traditional school, they may reach out to someone like ICON to help you get an opportunity to take classes outside of your traditional school day. They may reach out to other online providers, again, to help find the classes that you need and or are interested in. They also may reach out to local colleges and universities that offer the option to have technical competency credits, to have dual credits and or advanced placement options, so that, again, you have the ability to meet those minimum as well as begin to work on those things that you want to do. After you do that, your counselor will walk you through a series of steps about how to access the funds that go along with the plan that you're getting ready to walk through. So again, kind of a big picture, but here are the simple steps. Number one, think about why you're wanting to graduate early. And two, have a clear picture in mind about what school you want to receive your diploma from. Next, meet with your school counselor or graduation specialist to help outline the plan and to have them help support you as you go to work with other agencies and or other schools to help put that plan in place. I hope you found this helpful. And as always, if you have questions or want further information, please don't hesitate to contact us.